أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته وهو الولي الحميد. In the previous ayats we read where the people accused Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of falsehood, saying that no revelation comes to him, but he's saying that Allah is sending revelation and wahi to him, and that na'uzu billah is an imposter, he's not a true Nabi, and that Allah has not appointed him as a Nabi. This all caused great grief and hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like despondency. So in order to remove that, repeatedly everywhere in the Quran we hear Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him not to worry about this. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala does it in an extremely beautiful way by giving an example. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ or وَهِي هَي جُو اُتَارْتَ هِمْ هَي. And it is only Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala who sends down the rains. مِنْ بَعْلِ مَا قَنَطُ بعد اس کے کہ اس سے ٹور چکے. After the people became very despondent that no rains are coming, especially at the time of droughts, people hope for rains, and sometimes it comes in such a way that the clouds gather heavily, but then not a single drop of water falls, and all those clouds are gone again, and that happens on a daily basis. So then people become despondent, no rain, what is going to happen? But Allah sends rain after that despondency, وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ or پھیلاتا ہے اپنی رحمت. And Allah spreads His rahmat in this way, when the rains come and water comes, animals get enough food to eat, people have enough water, and life carries on well again. Just like that, Allah's rahmat when it's come, then only people get hidayat. So these people who are, instead of responding to your call and getting hidayat, na'uzu billah, in the opposite, they are accusing you. Don't worry. The time will come when Allah's rahmat will come. Their hearts are dead like in winter. And in fact, thorns are growing, which are pricking you and which are causing you hurt. But my rains will come and then hidayat will come. And we see finally on the conquest of Mecca, how hidayat spread in the whole Arabian Peninsula and became the foundation for Islam to spread in the whole world. And till today, till now, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be so happy in his qabr that deen has spread to the four corners of the world. And the proof of it is that all the zayireen, those who are going to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from across the world they are coming, from various backgrounds and in various forms. All are coming, men are coming, women are coming, old people are coming, children are coming, and this is all proof that how Allah had sent that rahmat of His, the rain, and how hidayat spread in the world. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ اور وہی ہے کام بنانے والا سب تعریفوں کے لائق. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who is the only one who is your wali, who sees and takes care of all your affairs and sees to all your work, and He is the one who is to be praised fully. Yeah, in this ayat, one was this, to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another aspect is also that people when they die, and looks like when in the Qabristan there isn't a sound, it is dead silence, but people will come back to life again. When Allah will blow the wind, and people, that wind will cause people to become alive and come out of the qabr, all will be gathered by Allah Ta'ala. So there are great signs. When rain falls, we should also take this, see the great qudrat of Allah and realize the existence and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah explains in that same strain, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اور ایک اس کی نشانی ہے. And another very great sign of the existence of Allah and the mercy of Allah, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَنَانَ آسْمَانُكَ اور زَمِينَكَ, that Allah has created the skies and Allah has created the earth. This also, if a person ponders how Allah has created the sky, how Allah has created the earth and all the system of the earth, and whatever man was going to need till the day of Qiyamah, Allah has put into this earth, whether it is oil, whether it is gold, whether it is diamonds, whether it's platinum, whatever it is, all the things that are growing in different forms, whether it's mealies, whether it's wheat, whether it's a different type of fruit, what a system of Allah Ta'ala for the nourishment of man. And all that grows, Allah has put somebody to grow wheat, somebody to grow bananas, and all this, their rosy comes from there. And the needs and the rosy of people are also satisfied. So if a person ponders a little bit in the creation of the heavens and the earth, he will clearly see the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّ اور جس قدر بھیکھرے اس میں جانور. And how then Allah had set forth and created the animals of all in the world, all different types of animals. Some we understand the benefits of them which we eat from, whether it is cows, whether it is sheep, etc. Other animals that we don't understand the benefit, but there are great benefits in them also, like snakes, for example. One great benefit is that we realize what snakes are and we fear them. And then with the snakes of Jahannam, we fear also. Also, snakes eat of many things which are not required, like rodents, etc. Rats and mice, they eat them up. And they are every creation of Allah has got great, great benefits. So from the animals world also, not just a matter of going to the zoo or the Kruger National Park and just see animals, but we should take lessons from here and see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah has created the different animals. For example, an animal, elephant, how big it is, and a small ant. Animal of elephant also eats, the ant also eats. The elephant also digests, the ant also digests. How small that ant is, how big the elephant is. Allah sees to the rosy of the elephant also every day. Allah sees to the rosy of the ant also every day. So all these are great signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ اور وہ جب چاہے ان سب کو اکٹھا کر سکتا ہے. And Allah has got this great power that whenever He wants to gather them again, He just gathers them. From the animals, especially fowls, we should see that where a person keeps fowl, even if there isn't a fowl run, during the day they are running loose, they are running around everywhere, out of one's property, going all around, but at night faithfully they return again. And they all come back into the fowl run, or if they're staying on a tree, they come back and perch on the tree and they stay there. All animals at home go back to their places again. Just like that, Allah reminds us, all of you will return to me again. And just like this, animals by instinct return, man by instinct, by the command of Allah, which will be that instinct, they will all return to Allah Ta'ala and gather by Allah Ta'ala. So we should take a great lesson from this as well. Then another great principle Allah Ta'ala explains again, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعَفُوا أَن كَثِيرٌ اور جو پرے تم پر کوئی سختی سو وہ بدلہ اس کا جو کمایا تمہارے ہاتھوں نے اور معاف کرتا ہے بہت سے گناہ. And whatever difficulties and hardships come upon you, it's no one else that has brought them, no other person. No, Allah hasn't been done zulm to you, oppressed you and put those difficulties. They are all by your own earnings. What you earned with your own hands. In other words, your own actions. They boomerang and they bring that reaction also. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. So you will taste. So whatever difficulties come are a result of our own sins. It's not the wife that is causing us a problem, not the neighbors, not the clients, not the merchants. It is our own actions. If we are loyal and faithful to Allah, Allah brings good conditions to us and saves us from lot of problems. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. And these problems that come to you in your life, whatever type of problems, they are your own earnings, your own doing. And only that is only a little bit of your doings. But the vast majority of your wrong, even without you making tawbah, Allah saved you from its harm. But the little bit that came, that was your doings also. And Allah in His mercy did not take you to task for every wrong. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when difficulties come to people, they say, I don't know what wrong did I do that this harm has come to me, this difficulty. We should wonder that how I got saved till now, and now also how I'm saved of so many other problems. A person might have a financial problem, but his body is intact. He's got his eyes which he can see, he's got his mind which is working, his whole body, he's got his family that is in order. Millions of ni'mats of Allah which Allah did not take away. Actually, because of our wrongdoing, we should be deprived of everything. How many a uncultured, raw, and a barbaric husband, for a small matter, tells a wife, get out of the house. And he pushes her out, and you sort your own things out. You go to your mother's house, wherever. And now, where must that woman go? If Allah had to push us out like this for our wrong, and Allah chases us out from His earth, where will we go? So Allah Ta'ala is so kind that lot of our wrongs He overlooks. When our wrongs also, Allah does not take a person to task as long as he makes tawbah and istighfar. But when he doesn't, and his cup gets full and it overflows, then from that which overflows, Allah takes a person to task. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ اور تم تھکا دینے والے نہیں بھاگ کر زمین میں. And you cannot escape from the clutches of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, if from the government you can escape, go out of the country, go to another country. But from Allah's earth you cannot escape. From Allah's hands you cannot escape. You are always, don't think that you'll get away. You are in the control and in the sight of Allah. You can't get off the radar of Allah Ta'ala in any case. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ اور کوئی نہیں تمہارا اللہ کے سوا کام بنانے والا اور نہ مددگار. And there is nobody besides Allah who can help you and who can do your work for you. Don't think that I've got my money, I've got my contacts. If Allah takes you to task, nothing will avail you. So our actions bring the reaction of this, and from Allah nobody can escape. So these are great ayats with great lessons in them, that even whatever difficulties come to a person, he must not despair and lose hope. Allah's rain of rahmat will come upon him, and Allah will help him.